Morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Hey, who's that? Do I spy in the distance? Why don't you go ahead and walk your 6'9" ass over here? One of the children of the corn, our intern, Zach. How you doing, Stretch?
What's up, guys?
How you doing, buddy?
Doing all right.
How tall are you?
6'2".
6'2"?
You can say taller than that.
I'm going 6'9". No,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good.
Zach comes from old money. Grandfather was a copper baron, forced Chinaman to work on the railroad for decades without a day's pay. Just a thin canvas tent over their heads, daily allotment of rice. Thousands died just so your ancestors can get their steam trains from sea to shining sea. Really an evil dynasty.
Yeah,
the
we have tapestries.
Bastards. Yeah. Bastards. Yeah, you're like the Lannisters from Game of Thrones. Hey, what happened with you recently in a funeral procession?
The other day, let's see, probably Wednesday or Thursday, I was coming down 695.
Yeah.
And I was trying to go to 795, get over there, and I came up on a little funeral procession.
I don't know.
A convoy, if you will. And so
what
then,
if I won't? What are you going to do?
What you going to do?
If you will.
If you will.
I think I'll avert my eyes.
If you will is something wealthy people say.
So I was coming up on this funeral procession. I let them go at first. I was letting them do their thing. But then there came a time where I had to actually take an exit where they were going the same way.
Right.
And I was on 795. And if you know anything about 795, there's only a couple exits you can take. At this point, I was thinking, if I don't take this exit, I'm going to have to drive several minutes out of my way. So then I joined the funeral procession.
So you joined a funeral procession that you don't know who passed on.
No idea. Didn't even see the hearse.
How do you get into it? You just put your blinker on?
Did you force your way in?
Found an opening.
No, they let me in. They let me in like this was an okay thing to
Grip its hips?
Yeah.
How long were you a part of it for?
For a couple minutes, and then I got off because I saw other cars doing the same thing. I saw other cars pulled over, and I was thinking, oh, maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
Did you put your blinkers on?
I didn't go that far. I went as
you
far
didn't even
as,
try and blend in. You just butted in line.
Yeah.
Well, he had to get over. He had a place to go. It's like, what are you supposed to do? I don't understand.
Well, actually,
like if they're say in the right lane, and you got to get over to the right and get on this road and get off an exit. Are you just not supposed to do, like, I never understood what the rules and regulations are surrounding the funeral procession.
And I know it's a hurry up and get somewhere society that we live in, but I believe time can be made for the dead and the families
that
mourn
them.
But
he's not supposed, he can't just stop in the middle of the road.
He'll die one day.
People did pull over, though. People were pulling over. And at that point, I wasn't the first one to join the procession. I rejoined the procession.
At any point, did you think about taking it all the way and just going to the gravesite itself and paying your respects, handful of dirt, single rose upon the grave? Or
I think after what I did, I probably should have. It would have been respectful at that point.
Scott, you got a text earlier about some of the legalities or illegalities of this.
I don't have that in front of me, but somebody said that if you at an intersection or something, if you butt in to it, you get there's a $60 fine.
$60 fine. Yeah.
Well, I've told you the story about what happened to me a few years ago, and let me preface this. I think funeral processions, if you're going to go ahead with funeral procession and going to have an all out funeral procession that you can't cross. You can't violate, then they really need a police escort because
right,
it's really
that's
dangerous.
My point. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
And like, what is the proper protocol? Well, I mean, we'll open up the phone lines, I guess. Give us a call if maybe you're an officer of the law and you could tell us what rights do they actually have, because you, Spiegel, unbeknownst to you, cut into one,
yeah,
right?
I was approaching an intersection. The funeral procession was coming the other way down this two lane road.
Get out of the way, big boy!
And the first car was yielding to make a turn, and I crossed the intersection. And does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yep.
So I didn't know there was no. Didn't
right.
have a blinker on. I
right.
had no idea. So as I crossed, that somebody in the first or second car threw a water bottle at my car, and it exploded on my windshield. My sunroof was open. The water came into. I almost chased them down to the funeral home, but I thought better. I said, No, I'm not going to do that.
Hey, is that hole deep enough for a second one?
Yeah, I didn't want to make a scene at the funeral home.
You guys are about to have a second body on your hands for splashing Aquafina on me.
Could you see the culprit who actually...
No, I heard, you know, I think it was an old person, because there was some loud noise.
F you. Bird in
hell. So, Scott, if someone is taking their last ride, the absolute last voyage they're ever going to take... Before they get in the ground, do not interfere with that.
Taking a last ride, like the power bomb from The Undertaker?
That's what it says. If someone is taking their last ride, their absolute last voyage.
Ever.
I did yield to them at some point, for the record.
Good.
At some point.
And then you stopped yielding like a son of a bitch.
I rejoined because I saw someone else do it. And, yeah, and I followed that for a little while. I only got out because we were coming up on a police station.
What would the Uber driver say to Zach if he got into the funeral?
Get out of the damn procession! Get your ass out of this right now, you son of... Get out!
Get out!
Get out!
Now!
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 Get me out of my god car! Now!
You son of a bitch!
And I'm with you, Scott. There's been times where I haven't been able to tell if it's just slow traffic.
Well, they
or
have
a procession.
They
and
now
meanwhile,
have like these little suction cup flags that they like put on the car. They have some sort of indication.
It says dominoes.
But it's like when they're going, they're driving, right? And then the light turns red, and then only half of the procession has gone through the light.
Get out of my car now, God! You to
and,
hell.
And then it's like, so then the rest of the procession just continues to go through the red light. That seems dangerous to me. Is that allowed? Is that what you do? Is that the proper protocol there is to just continue? You ignore all kind of traffic laws?
Well, another time I was driving, I was in the Reisterstown Road, Park Heights Avenue area, and I was at a red light. And the light turned green, and I was about to go, and all of a sudden, a funeral procession just blows through the intersection. There's no police escort.
Right, it's dangerous. Yeah. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
They've already lost one person. Do they need to lose another due to reckless funeral processions?
Oh, God, no, not Nana!
Hey, good morning, intern Zach. How you doing, buddy?
Morning.
Rich, wealthy Zach, well-to-do Zach, old money Zach in here with us, just doing whatever he wants, driving around in his dad's Maserati, coming from old copper money. His family's owned Zeppelins. He was on a rowing team at one point. Learned to speak Latin at the age of 4, and you do not trust people that are a different color than you. Yeah, Zachary! Okay, I can't attest to most of those things, but if you're just joining in, you... kind of felt like you had to butt into a funeral procession recently because you had somewhere to go, and instead of taking the long way around, you decided to actually join the funeral procession for a second, drive a few minutes, and then turn off to where you needed to go.
Yes, but then I rejoined it.
And then you rejoined it.
I rejoined
just
it.
Just to see where it ended up.
Yeah. I will say, I never went as far as... to put on my flashers.
Who in the room has a problem with all this?
I'm kind of impressed because I'd never heard of somebody cutting into a funeral procession. I don't think it's right, but I am impressed.
Now, you're talking to a guy here who will remove his hat when a funeral procession goes by. I'm very respectful of the dead in that way.
Is that a thing you're supposed to do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you take your hat off when a funeral procession goes by.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's a thing.
When do you put the hat back on?
At the very last car.
I've never heard of that.
Actually, it's just for the hearse. But for the most part, if you want to honor the entire family, hats off. Or sometimes people hand over their heart because that person who's dead loved America. I don't know. That last part I made up. But you're supposed to take your hat off. You're supposed to remove it. Do you know why I saw that? Saw that on an episode of the Beverly Hillbillies once. And then my grandfather backed it up. And if there's anything that's a piece of Americana, it's the Beverly Hillbillies. 410-338-1098.
Always taught that in the circumstances, a man takes off his hat and stands respectfully until the procession passes.
Hot damn. Confirmation.
Yeah, we're just, I don't know. Look, I want to pay respect. You know, I think there is some respect, obviously.
Dignity that, for the dead.
Yeah, but, you know.
They let me in.
Right, if somebody needs to get in to go somewhere and I'm in the thing, I'm not going to go crazy. Like, we had somebody here that said... he was the last car in a funeral procession. Somebody tried to get into it, and he ran them off the road.
Okay.
Like, I'm not doing that.
That's a pure mother effer right there. That's a bad individual. Then someone texted you earlier on when we teased a segment that said, hey, that's a $60 fine if you are somehow found to have done this, license plate written down, however you get evidence to the popo, Lord knows. But joining us on the program right now, it's 98 Rock's legal counsel from the offices of Kadish, Kadish, and Kadish. It is Darren Kadish on the phone. Darren Kadish, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you?
What's up, Darren?
You got the entire story? Do you get the gist here of what our intern did?
I did. I did hear the whole thing. Very, very interesting.
What's now, the legality? minus the legality, do you think he's a son of a bitch and deserves to go to hell?
Burn in hell.
Well, it irritates the heck out of me when people cut into a funeral procession when I'm in it.
Okay.
Because you're trying to keep up with the other vehicles. And you're trying to stay sort of in formation, especially if you don't know where the cemetery is.
Yeah, but don't we have Google Maps in 2016? Don't we have Google Maps? Can't you all just be like, all right, we'll meet you there?
You know, think about that. When I'm at the funeral, I'm thinking about being in the procession and the person and, you know.
Okay. Is it more, is the procession?
We're going to go with that. Procession.
Is it the pageantry for the dead? Not like, okay, the hearse knows where it's going. Let's all follow the dude in the deadmobile. It's a parade for that person who's passed. I mean,
it really is. I think it is. I think it does harken back to the pre-automotive society when, you know, you sort of would have the carriage drawing the casket and people following behind. I think this goes all the way back to that processional back before cars.
So what would happen if he was to have found to be doing this, our intern illegally joining a procession, the family knows he's not a part of it, his blinkers ain't on, he doesn't have the funeral sign and the magnet in his rearview window. Is there a legal precedent here that he should not only fry in the depths of hell for just being an awful, evil, rich white bastard, but for ruining a funeral procession?
Well, the problem is that I don't know where your texter got their information, but every state is different. So maybe they lived in another state that had a rule. Every state has different rules about funeral processions. In Maryland, the only one I'm familiar with is the rule that says if a funeral procession is proceeding through a traffic light and the first vehicle has made it through, i.e. usually the hearse, all the other vehicles are permitted to enter the intersection, regardless of the color of the signal, as long as their flashers are on and their headlights are on, and all other traffic must yield.
Okay.
But there's nothing about cutting in or out that I am aware of. That's just more like a courtesy that is developed.
Hey, I have a question. What was the hearse doing at the gym? Deadlifts.
Oh!
Hey! Sorry. Go ahead.
Josh, you left me speechless.
Thank you very much, Darren Kadish from the office of Kadish, Kadish, and Kadish. We always do appreciate that. And guys, don't, when I eventually die, probably by my own hand, please do not do the funeral procession thing. Do one of those New Orleans jazz funerals like a Zatarain's commercial. I love them.
Second line. Now what it's called?
Huh? One of these, huh? Justice dead. Red
line
beans
three,
and rice.
Mike saying go to line three. Oops, line three.
Line three. Line three on the program. Mondo. Good morning, Mondo.
Hey, how you doing, guys? My uncle and I have both worked in the funeral home industry. I've dug graves and attended other people's funerals and whatnot. So I know the rules, and in Maryland, he is right. They do have the right of way to go through. And and it actually is a wives' tale, a fable, if you will, that if you cut into a funeral procession, you are either going to be visited by the dead or by some type of bad karma or bad luck. You know, that whole universal payback system.
Yes, we do.
So let me get back to the fact. Yeah. Did you say you work in a funeral home?
I did before, and my uncle actually does.
My uncle
does now. I did before. I've dug graves and done other things, you know, arrangements and crap.
Whoa.
Like that.
You ever play around
with
bodies?
Yeah, never played around with the bodies. I've been in the back room where the chemicals were, though, and the smells, and I did have to clean out the vans at one point, but yeah, it was, you know, it's one of those acquired tastes.
I hear that the dead
can
continue to
fart. Yeah, like the chemical smells and the dead smells, yeah. Because you know you evacuate when you die, right?
Yeah, we know.
Oh, trust me, I've been there.
Is that true? Terrible. That's really true?
Terrible.
Is that an old wives' tale?
No, that's not an old wives' tale. You actually evacuate. If you have in there, you out, gone.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Wow. Did it ever happen on your watch? Did it ever happen while you were there on the table?
When I went on body removal, which I have done, yeah, it gets messy. I ain't going to lie. They give you hazmat suits. They give you gloves, the whole nine. So, and the vans that they usually take are like those big F-150 or E-150 express ones with the, you know, bed in the back. So
I prefer the F-150.
It's not like a normal hearse that goes and picks up the body. It's just a van.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, bud. There he goes.
Wow. Whoa. A little insight into that world. Yeah. It's crazy.
Mr. Cocaine.